abstain on Shabbos from your clothing. So everybody agrees that you can never use water to remove a stain. And that is because we have a principle called Shriyasu Zeu Kibuso, which means that there is a malach on Shabbos is laundering, and simply putting dirty laundry or clothing in water, or putting water on the clothing, is a form of kibus. It's a stage of kibus, of laundering, and therefore it's aser. So let's say you spill the wine on the tablecloth on Shabbos, and you want to just pour a little bit of seltzer or water on it so the stain doesn't stick. That is an iser d'oraisa. So that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is a different question. The question where you don't want to use any water, you're at Kiddush and Shul, some challen spills on your sleeve, and you simply want to, let's say, scratch it off with your nail. Is that okay or is it not okay? So what we're going to do tonight is see that there are four statements in the Gemara in four different places that relate to this issue. Then we'll consider the view of the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura has a huge chiddush on this topic, where basically he is generally understood as saying it's going to be aser. It's a huge chiddush because it seems to go against what the Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch say. And I'm going to argue why perhaps it might indeed be permissible in a practical sense. So tonight is you're going to get away, come away with a cool, I hope, unless you schlug me up. So maybe that's a good reason to stay quiet. Okay, so the first is a Gemara in Shabbos. Amar Rav Kahana, tit she'al bigdo, mekaskaso mibifnim, ve'in mekaskaso mibachutz. Meisvei, tit she'al bigdo, agabi menalo megaruro begav sakin, v'she'al bigdo megaruro betziporen, uvilvad shelo yikaskes, my lav shelo yikaskes klal, lo shelo yikaskes mibachutz elam mibifnim. So you saw this Gemara, and basically what emerges from this first source is as follows. You can remove a stain without water as long as you don't do it in a way that resembles libun. So if you rub the cloth together, so if you do it mibifnim, so then that doesn't resemble libun and it's okay. If you do it mibachutz, if you rub it, it resembles libun and it's aser. But one of the terim that emerges from this Gemara is that you're allowed to use your nail to rub it off. So it sounds like, from here, there is no problem to take your nail and scratch off the challen from your jacket. That's what seems to emerge from the Gemara. Rashi says that this is not an issue of libun, because umilabein mamish lo have de'ein no sein shamayim. It's not true libun, because you're not using water. Libun requires water. There's no water here, and therefore it's okay as long as I don't do it in a way that resembles libun. And an example of a permissible way to remove the stain is using your nail. That's source number one. Source number two. Haisa alav, if there was on a cloth pillow, lashleshes, some type of disgusting thing like tsoa, like feces, so mekancha bismartut, you could use, again, a dry rag to rub it off. And if it's made out of leather, you could even pour water on it. That's because when it comes to leather, we don't have the principle of shriyaso zehu kibuso. So you could pour leather on it if it's a leather pillow. If on your leather couch there's a stain, so you could pour leather, you could pour water onto it. You might not want to, but you could. Though even when you can't rub it when it comes to soft leather, because soft leather is shayach to libun or to kibus. It's only hard leather that that's totally removed from the parsha of Liban. But at least soft leather you could pour water on. But if it's made out of cloth, you can never pour water on it. But again, you can remove it with a soft cloth. So again, second source also supports the idea that there should be no problem to remove a stain simply by scratching it off with your nail or taking a napkin and rubbing off the stain with a napkin. Good. Source number three is a very interesting mitzias. We don't really have this so much anymore. But apparently, after they would launder a linen shirt, so it would be a little stiff, and they would rub it, and rubbing it would do two different things. Number one, is that it would make it a little softer. When you dry things in the sun, they come out hard. And the second is it would make it a little shinier or look a little cleaner. So the Gemara says, well, if your primary intention is to make this look shinier and cleaner, then it should be usser, even though all you're doing is rubbing it. But if your primary intention is to soften it, then it doesn't resemble laundering and it's going to be okay. And the Gemara concludes, your primary intention is to soften it and it's okay. So far, again, no problems that emerge from this source, at least simply understood. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah derives something fascinating from here. And finally, source number 4 on page 2, Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, is as follows. This is a tricky case as well. The Mishnah says, Haminar Taliso B'Shabbos Chayv Chatas. If you shake out your talis on Shabbos, it's an Isser D'Oraisa. Shake it out from what? Rashi says it means shake it out from the dust on it. And Tosfos B'Shem Rach says it means shaking it out from some dew that may have landed on it. But the Mishnah says shaking off your, we'll assume for the moment like Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch will see paskins that one should be choshish for both dust and dew. So we're machmir for both views. But so let's assume for the moment that we're talking about dust. When you shake off your talis from dust, that is prohibited only if it's new. Why? Because if it's new, you're very machbit about dust getting on it, right? When you get a new black hat, so you don't want there to be dust on it. Afterwards, it gets it gets dusty and loses its deep blackness, and you don't mind so much. And likewise, it's only said about a black talus, not a white talus, right? A little bit of dust on a light-colored talus doesn't really affect the color, but if it's a deep black talus, so then the color affects it. You see, they used to wear black talisa. And the Gemara continues and says it's also only a problem if you are makbid, meaning to say, I would not wear this if it was dusty. And therefore, the dust removal is a much more significant accomplishment. But if I'm not makbid, then it's okay. That's the basic rule of the Gemara. Now, here, what's so interesting is we don't require water, right? It's possible, if it's black and you're makbid and the like, it's possible to be chayav, chatas, for it to be an issur d'oraisa even without water. What's the difference? Rabbi Akiva Eiger actually notes this contradiction, and the answer seems to be what Rashi says, chayv chatas dezehu libuna. This is the normal way of doing it. The normal way of getting the dust off of your talus is by doing niur, is by shaking it out. So it's not that there's a gzeres hakasav that libun requires water. If the normal way of cleaning something is without water, and it happens to be the normal way to clean dust out of a black talus is without water, so then you could be chayav midorais without water. If the normal way of doing it is with water, so then there's never going to be at least an iser d'oraisa without water. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. So far, what would you think about our initial question? Some chalent spills in my suit at the kiddush. Can I simply take my nail and scratch it off? What would you say? Yes, no problem. That's what I would have said, and that's what the Taz over here on source page 2 says as well. So great. As I said, very, very convenient for people like me who spill at kiddushes. Good. Last year we talked about all sorts of halachic reasons not to eat at a kiddush, so this is a new one. Okay. So the Bir Halacha, however, disagrees. The Bir Halacha, and this is a long Bir Halacha, there's actually three of them that you see starting on the bottom of page 2, all of page 3, and most of page 4, says, one second. First of all, you see from this story, from this Siman Shulchan Aruch that says that getting the dust out of the talus is aser, that you don't need water, fundamentally speaking, for kibbutz, for libun, right? Because again, the Shulchan Aruch said that if I am makbid to dust out the dust, then there's an iser d'oraisa. So when it comes to stain removal, you can no longer simply say that the fact that there's no water involved automatically precludes any type of biblical prohibition, because we know that Minayr Taliso is an Isser D'Oraisa. And therefore, anytime you're makbid about the stain, potentially you have a problem. Now, didn't the Shulchan Aruch very narrowly limit that situation only if it's black, and only if you're makbid, and only if it's new. So he goes ahead and tries to show for many Rishonim that that just means if it's not black and not new, generally speaking, you won't be makbid. But anytime you happen to be makbid, it's a problem. So if I'm makbid not to walk around with a stain on my suit, so then again, we're getting into deraisa territory. Oh, and then he says, and look, I'll show you even more, because what about the case of mikaskiso, the linen shirt that says you can't rub it if you want to make it shiny? So this is very interesting. The simple understanding of that halacha, the way Rashi seems to understand it, and the way I understood it, was that it means you're not actually cleaning off any stains, you're simply making it shinier. The Mishnah Berurah thinks, no, there are stains here, and therefore kiskus is asur if you're mechavein for stain removal. Again, further support for his prohibition. And therefore, based off of all of these, all of this evidence, the Mishnah Berurah concludes that you cannot simply scrape off the stain from your suit. Aye! What about the Mishnah? What about the Shulchan Aruch? The Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch said you could scrape off the stain. He says, no. That's talking about a case where even after you scrape it off, the stain remains. Now, you get off the mamashos on the outside. A lot of times you take your, you know, the chalent spills on your suit, you scratch it off, and below the chalent there's a stain that remains. In that case, it's okay. That's not going to be libun because you don't actually get rid of the stain. But if you were actually to succeed in getting rid of the stain, you got rid of everything, after you scratched off the chalent, nothing remained, that's asur. Ad kan divrei Mishnah Berurah. So this is a huge chiddush. It seems to make a lot of sense. After all, you are cleaning your stain from a suit, your suit from a stain. But at the same time, it's a tremendous chiddush because it goes against all the sources. All the sources we saw thus far told us you could remove a stain with your nail. It's a Mishnah. It's a Gemara. What is the Mishnah Berurah doing? How would we, if we didn't want to hold to the Mishnah Berurah, if we wanted to defend the Taz, how could we defend the Taz? So the answer, I think, is as follows. The answer is that, first of all, the Mishnah's Berurah's understanding of lekaskuse is a big chiddush. It goes against Rashi, so that proof is gone. But the more basic point is that libun or kibus, the prohibition against laundering, means removal of that which is internal, which is that which is within the garment. Right? That's what laundering does. You put something in a washing machine, and it gets out that which has been absorbed in the garment. So I think that any time you're dealing with a situation where something is not absorbed in the garment, like the challenge stain, so that's okay. So if I scratch it off and nothing remains, that's because nothing was absorbed, in which case it's okay, that's not laundering. So therefore, if the challenge is on your sleeve, scratch it off, no problem. That is the view of the Taz. So how do we paskin? So I looked at all the Kitzer books, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa and Rabbi Ribiat's book, and they're all machmir. Why are they machmir? Because the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. And it sounds like we're dealing with an issue of a deraisa. How could you be makel against the Mishnah Berurah, even though the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying a big chumrah? So I thought you could make the following argument lahakel, even if you're choshish for the Mishnah Berurah. Remember, the Mishnah Berurah already told us that if roshem nishar, if a stain remains, it's okay, right? So now, when I scratch off the chalent from my suit, is a stain going to remain or not? I don't know. So it's a suffix. Now, are we dealing with an Isser D'Raisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan? The Gemara already told us we're dealing with an Isser D'Rabbanan because the normal way to launder is not with your nail, it's with water. And therefore, since there's no water, it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan, even according to the Mishnah Berurah. And it's a suffix D'Rabbanan because you don't know if a stain's going to remain or not. So it should be mutter because of a suffix D'Rabbanan. Ah, you'll tell me, one second. We have a general rule. We don't like to be machnis atzminu lesafik drabanan lachatchila, to put yourself in an issue. So for that, kedai hu ataz lismo chalav. The taz, which, as we argued, makes a lot of sense. So we can rely on the taz and be lenient in this case to be lenient in the safik drabanan. So all the Kitzer books say against me. So I was a little hesitant about my kula. So I asked Rabbi Willig yesterday what he thought. He thought it made a lot of sense. So it has his hechsher on it as well. So lemaisa, if you have shalant on your suit, what could you do? If you want, you can, since you don't know, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, whether this is going to be asur, because you don't know if a stain will remain or not, you could take your fingernail and halacha lemaisa, if you ask me, scratch it off And that will be mutter on Shabbos. Have a good evening.